This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. 6 months ago, Hurricane Sandy hit the east coast of the United States, just days after the same storm hit the islands in the Caribbean, causing flooding in Haiti. As the six-month anniversary passed this week, the cleanup remains in full force in many locations along the coastal and inland areas of New Jersey and New York. WLN Digest has chronicled the devastation that left millions of residents without power for days, weeks, even months. Meanwhile, for some, rebuilding is a process that has not yet begun. The numbers are staggering, as over 350,000 homes were severely damaged or destroyed, and to date, several thousand residents remain in what was thought to be temporary shelters. Reverend Glenn Merritt is the director of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Disaster Response and notes that while the teams are still coordinating help to individuals who have requested assistance, sometimes the general public loses sight of what these families are seeking, including a permanent home, employment, and even basic items such as paper goods, personal hygiene products, and clothing.
Once it's out of the news, people generally don't have a follow-up on what happens. And, you know, a few weeks ago when Governor Christie finally became frustrated and really sort of discussed this with the Congress, it brought it back into the forefront so that people began to realize this isn't over. This is far from over. This is a long, long-term thing. We're talking 2, 3, maybe even 5 years before some of this is cleaned up and before people can even consider rebuilding or knowing that they have to tear their homes down.
One of the members of the disaster response team is David Hildebrand, who says while it's a current situation for those impacted by the losses, much was lost when other daily news items surfaced in the 6 months since Hurricane Sandy.
Under normal circumstances, having not had a major hurricane or tornado or any of those things just fresh in our minds, yeah, we get northeasters and nor'easters once, twice a year. It's something that you know it's going to happen. It's normal for living in this area. But because of the fresh tragedies that are in our mind, everything is highlighted. And here we are, dealing with whatever we have.
Disaster Response Outreach Coordinator Debbie Houlihan wrote that the teams need tools in good condition, including claw hammers, screwdrivers, paintbrushes, paint rollers, levels, electric drills with bits, as well as outlet fixtures, heavy-duty extension cords, tarps, spackle, nails, and screws. The disaster response team is still seeking prayers and support. You can find additional information at lcms.org/disaster.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.